broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
It's not really 8:19.
Right on time.
Again.
8:19.
Our time is more valuable.
7 seconds.
Than getting on at 8:19.
Yeah, because we got all these guests lined up and they're
all out. My phone has been going crazy. People say, where the hell you at? Mm-hmm. I say, hey.
It's library time.
We're talking about the library.
We're talking library.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
We have
Hump Day.
Hump Day. Thank God.
Jesus, what a week.
Weather sucks.
It is bad.
I hate it. Neil, you hate it?
I do not like it.
2 hour delay tomorrow.
Another one?
Yep.
You sure?
Nope.
It's an automatic. It's an automatic.
Huh? They have it every day.
Yep.
Jay County don't even go. They have a 2 hour delay every Wednesday.
It's really? Automatic.
Hmm. Mandatory so the teachers can
prepare?
Prep.
Oh.
For
that's
COVID.
A pretty good idea.
Good idea.
Stupid.
Oh, okay. No, that's a terrible idea.
No, great idea.
That's what I meant to say. I thought it was a good idea, but till I was convinced.
Like now you're convinced?
Yeah, yes. That was very easy.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sports Talk and Fort Recovery basketball. Boys basketball team got their season underway last week on Friday. We traveled to St. Mary's and Fee, a game that we had our chances and mm-hmm. we had talked a lot about our ball club this year. And I really was not disappointed walking out of that gym.
No. I kind of walked out of that gym thinking that was two pretty good teams playing.
Yeah.
I think St. Mary's is going to be a nice team, too.
They had three losses last year, and we our game, we were one of those losses. So, yeah. And they lost a little bit, but they're good.
I did not get a chance to talk to Coach afterwards, and I'm sure he's watching the Pittsburgh Steelers because he's a Steeler fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Win again.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they're finally going to get the game.
Actually, I'm glad they won. We didn't want Baltimore winning, so we're actually rooting for Pittsburgh.
Yeah. But Baltimore away from us a little bit. I like it.
Yep, I agree with you. So I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach, but it was a game where it was kind of a game of spurts. I thought we had a few, I don't know, you know, that we probably won't play quicker guard all year than the Williams kid.
Yeah, he was very good.
You know?
I thought Regan did a nice job on him defense, and they kind of switched off and kind of got help once in a while. They all took turns, yeah. I think. Judy had him for a little bit, too. And
Benny ain't gonna play another guy 6'10".
No.
And first game, and Benny's a stud.
Boy, he's a big boy. He's a stud.
He is absolute stud.
Yeah.
Let's just say he didn't get pushed around much.
I really thought Owen Judy had some bad breaks. He got foul trouble fast, and a couple of them were just kind of incidental bumps, and they could have probably not called, but, called him.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got to play.
He's a good shooter, and we needed that.
Yeah, he's really good shooter.
Kale Rammel.
Kale Rammel's a player.
He had some great shots.
Yeah, the Indians were deep.
Yep.
We got a chance to be. It'll be interesting to see. I know we go to Fort Monroe Central on Friday night.
How are they? Have you heard anything?
Rob says not very good. So
not too good.
I don't know. You know, Rob. Knows, he knows a little bit more.
He knows about that. I didn't know. So,
but it'll be interesting. Let's take a break. We are going to come back. I got to give a shout out to my deer hunters out there. I know. I know somebody that's listening right now.
I hope they're there. Oh,
they got a deer.
Oh, they got a deer.
Yeah, they got one today. Buck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I almost got one in the van yesterday.
Did you really?
Ooh. Yeah. In the cop van, yeah.
Ooh, that'd been a good one.
No, it wouldn't have.
Bad.
Very much. Yeah,
that's not how we want it to go.
So, and Will and Lane today, they were outside, and there's like 20 deer running their backyard.
Ooh, they were pumped.
They were absolutely fired up.
I bet they were
pumped. Oh, did your deer traps at on the Paul Stogler walkway ever work?
They're coming. Okay. We'll get them figured out.
Get them set up.
Yep.
They're tricky. They're smart deer.
They are. They got Skittles.
Yeah,
I don't know how they withstood
how
the snow. I know. I agree with you. Let's take a break. I'm right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Market has some great deals to help you save money now through December 3rd. In their meat department, T-bone steaks are just $5.99 a pound. Ribeyes are only $6.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $2.99 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is also $2.99 a pound, loose or patties. And they have 50-pound bags of potatoes for $18.99. And while you're there, be sure to pick up one of their famous cheese balls. And their party trays are always a big hit. Meat and cheese, fruit, vegetables, cookies and candy, sandwiches and more. Just be sure to order at least 48 hours ahead of time. Shop local and save money at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians look to stay undefeated in the MAC as they travel to New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Indiana to play the Monroe Central Golden Bears, and that game will now be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. On Saturday, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and we'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game, and it will be Senior Day for the Lady Indians. Three big games this week. Be sure to tune in and catch all the action live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indian.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and we're talking about the boys' opener. Let's go back to the JV game, Fee. First time we get to see a lot of those young kids. And I had no idea. I know that the Evers boy is a freaking man.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He's a man, and he works his... I don't know if we've had a kid work that hard at basketball.
Long time.
And that kid works.
Yep.
I'm talking about Caleb Evers.
Caleb.
And he just works and works. And I just, you know, he's talent-wise, offensively, he's limited. But, man, does that kid work his absolute butt off. And I was impressed with that JV team. We got beat by one.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought Landon Post.
He's a nice player, too.
Yeah. His ball handling, his aggressiveness, you know, from that freshman sophomore year.
Yeah.
I was impressed with that kid, and I was impressed with that whole team, that little Toby kid.
Yeah.
Riggs,
and there's a
Bobby's boy.
Yeah. Rex. And is there an Aaron Guggenbiller's boy?
Yeah. Could be, yeah.
I don't want to miss any kids here, but I was impressed with them. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't see, you know, when you don't see them play all year.
Right, right.
But they battled, and St. Mary's has a JV team that is they got a lot of freshmen, but they are going to be
really
dynamite.
Yeah, they're going to be really good.
They got Mark Ashman's nephew was their best player. He's about 6'3" freshman. And he's probably going to be about 6'7". And you put him with the Parks kid, who's a sophomore.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got St. Mary's is really...
What was the...
Heggie picked his good time to come to St. Mary's.
What was Mark Ashman's nephew's last name? I saw several good kids on that, so I'm not sure.
It was kind of a weird name. Smith or Bonvillain or something. Don't even look at me like you're going to beat me up, because I will deck you. We had to have a fight in studio yet?
Not a physical fight.
We've had some arguments before?
A few arguments?
I like that.
Chuck always wins.
Does he win? Well, that's, I don't blame you. So the JV team feed falls by one, and then we go on to the varsity game. We touched on a little bit. Mm-hmm. The Indians open up. Owen Judy started with the four seniors.
Yep.
It's about what I expected. I figured that. Yeah. Kale, you know, we're deep. We got about eight deep.
Mm-hmm.
He subs them in and out. I thought we showed some rust shooting the ball.
Yeah.
I thought Marty didn't have a very good offensive game, but Smitty didn't, Benny didn't. But you also got to give credit to St. Mary's and a 6'10 kid in the
big
middle.
Big kid in the middle. Yeah, I was going to say, he was definitely making us do some things we didn't want to do with our shots. And I felt like that Regan, he turned some shots down late, which is confidence, and he's got to get that confidence up. Cause once he makes a couple, then he'll be fine. He'll be ready to go, too. So I think that was a good team. I mean, a really good team. And like you said, that big kid in the middle, I mean, we tried to take it to him. He got three fouls on him, and I thought, boy, coach is going to take it to him now. But he was pretty smart.
And the point guard, you know, we didn't get a lot of good open looks because they're, you know, with their speed. I think that we get a couple more games on our belt. I have no idea our schedule. I don't.
No, it changes every day.
Yeah, I know we got Monroe Central this Friday at Parker City.
Yep.
And we talked earlier about them guys. Probably they lost their, Donnie Werkamp said they lost their opener by 25. Ooh. Donnie Werkamp needs two tickets.
That's two tickets.
Mostly correct.
Huh?
To paradise.
So, Neil, you need Donnie Werkamp. We'll do radio. Yeah. He'll do anything in them games.
I think Monroe Central might be the one where they said, we can have two people and no more.
Really?
Ooh. I said, well, we'll see. I'm sorry, that was Blackford for the girls. So
Blackford? What's Indiana's rules?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Might be a little more strict than us.
If you're listening out there, can you tell I'm sucking on ice?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Feels good in the old throat.
Good.
Thanks.
Keeps pipes cool.
Big. What is your shirt? Who is that guy?
Bob Ross. Bob Ross.
You have a t-shirt with a picture of Bob Ross on it.
Yes. He's awesome. Now we're going to add a little blue to the side over here into the trees. We'll add some green.
Rocker, have you lost your marbles? He had a top 10 list this week that I was going to knock you out on.
What did he have?
He had one that was great.
The Fort Curry Icon.
The Icons. I loved
that. That was a good one.
Yeah. That's a good Icon list.
What went bad?
Do you have a music list this week?
He had something.
Who?
The Song of the 67 was the last music one I've done.
Songs of 67.
I don't remember that being
Brad Paisley one.
Brad Paisley.
There it is.
He sucks. Brad Paisley ain't sang five good songs. The only thing Brad Paisley married a hot chick.
Brad Paisley, listen, we apologize.
Brad Paisley. Neil, you hate Brad Paisley.
I don't hate him. I just don't know much about him.
No, he never sang a good song.
I don't know any country stuff, and I don't care to.
Hmm? Anything you say? Why do you go Brad Paisley?
I got to appeal to everybody, not just...
He's working the crowd.
All the great country singers, we're going Brad Paisley.
I'm going to hit them all eventually.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Him and Peyton.
Peyton.
They're buddies.
Peyton Manning. They do commercials.
They do commercials, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. So anyway, man, we're off the rails already.
We're off the rails.
We had 15 minutes.
We got 15 solid sports minutes. That's about it.
Ain't so bad, but no. So the Indians are, we go to Monroe Central. We do not play Saturday night, correct?
I'm pretty sure that's correct.
No game Saturday. No girls or boys?
Let me look here.
Girls tomorrow night,
right? The girls play
at Bremen tomorrow.
Yes, but yes. Saturday they play Jay County at home.
I thought you canceled that.
No, the girls is not canceled. The boys is canceled.
Ooh.
Huh?
The boys is canceled. The girls play.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. At home
as
Saturday.
As far as I know, yes.
Jay County's girls are good.
Darn. We'll beat them.
They beat us last year. They had a girl that...
Ooh.
Is it a Sweeterman girl?
Mm-hmm.
Like a sophomore freshman last year? Ryan Sweeterman or something?
I'm not sure, but I remember that the ones that beat us were all Mercer County names.
So. Yeah, they're all...
No, there's some other good ones on there, but the ones that hurt us were the Mercer County names.
So that's good. We got something going on Saturday, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that a noon start?
Yep. JV noon.
Noon starter.
Hey, I want to know, Neil, and you're smart.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. How far is it from Parker City, from Monroe Central, to the casino in Anderson?
Ooh.
I'm thinking after the game.
It's
ain't very far.
It's about 10 minutes to Muncie. from the school.
Okay.
And then from Muncie to Anderson, I don't remember exactly what that is, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying half hour.
Half hour.
Because you kind of dangle, you're kind of cutting off a little of the dangle.
Well, you go straight west to Muncie to the bypass, and then whatever it takes to get to Anderson. Most of the time when I go to Anderson, we're delivering to somebody's house, so I don't remember.
Well, Bobby is going to do some gambling Friday.
All right. Gambling.
Hey, it's only gambling if you lose. You ain't gambling. You're going to win.
I never win. I suck.
You're going to come back with so much money, you're going to need to rent a semi.
This could be big. This really could be big. I am due. So we're going to Monroe Central on Friday, Saturday. We got Thursday night we're going to New Bremen.
New Bremen tomorrow, yep.
I'll bet that'll be a good game.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Bremen's athletic as all get out, but this might be their opener.
They have some great athletes. Yeah, I believe it is.
I'm with volleyball, I'd say probably is.
Yep. They couldn't have too many under their belt because I think we were playing a basketball game when they were playing a volleyball game. So
right.
Yeah, it's pretty close. So
let's get them.
Now what?
I'm just listening.
I mean, you come in here.
He's belling up to the mic.
He's unbelievable, ain't he?
I like it.
I do kind of like it.
He's got his Bob Ross t-shirt on.
Bob Ross t-shirt.
Happy little whatever that stuff is.
Happy little trees.
Trees, okay.
There's no mistakes in your world.
When did Johnny Carson die?
2005.
How old was he?
80-something.
Bob Hope. When did Bob Hope die?
03.
Elvis?
August 15th.
You want it down to the second?
August 16th.
August 16th.
1970.
At 12:30.
When?
August 15th, 1977.
77.
You sure it was 77?
Really?
I'll bet money on it.
Come on.
Elvis? And you're asking the guy that knows when everybody died, and then you're asking about Elvis.
How can you know all this stuff and can't tie your shoes?
I can't tie my shoes.
I can't either. I got slip-ons. I got them old man New Balances.
Yeah, you can get some Velcro.
You still have to reach down and
still got to get down there to them.
Yeah, that's that.
Them days are over.
You're unbelievable. You're one of the greatest human beings I've ever met in my life.
Ever.
I absolutely love you.
Somebody told me the other day, they said, well, why don't you put yourself on that icon list?
Yes.
And I said, well, the last time I did that, I got called conceited.
Well, you are cocky.
Ooh. Gotta be a little cocky. Well,
I'd be cocky if I knew when everybody died.
Hey, who was you to do good with?
Our Tuesday night group we have at the bar.
Will you help?
No, I just hang
bartend
out.
Bartend or just hang out?
I mean, did you go there and eat, or what did you guys do?
We went out there. Scott and Kim Bergman was the family of the month.
Mm-hmm.
We're buddies with them.
Huh.
Oh, yeah. Scott's
$34,000. Yeah,
that is awesome. And in the COVID, we can't fill the place up.
That place is huger than I thought it was.
That's big. I got in there
there's
once.
There's not a word huger.
Huger. There is now.
Huger. Hugers.
It works for Donald's.
Yeah.
$34,000.
That's a lot.
Mm. The do-good is the greatest place in the world.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
We got to go there.
The one
you ever been there?
I've never been there.
I got there once about 6-8 weeks ago. It was very good. I wouldn't say outstanding, but what they do is outstanding. And the service, those people, there were servers everywhere. They were working like crazy. Nobody stopped for a second.
$34,000. Can you imagine if you're a family that's getting that?
Incredible.
The joy.
Yeah.
I think that's the greatest thing ever. I just do.
Yep.
Plus, there's probably some a lot of people they give to. I'm sure that there's so much pressure, too, that, you worry about your job. You worry about getting here and there and money and stuff.
Yeah. Like insurance almost generally covers all of the medical expenses, but there's so much more that is involved in that.
The side stuff.
That insurance isn't allowed to pay for. You're not allowed to even buy insurance to cover that stuff.
It is. The place is just awesome.
It is.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
I hate to be a doomer and gloomer on this, but
don't be a doomer. Then why bring it up? I mean, we're at Sports Talk.
This Happy is Sports Talk,
and you're getting ready to make us all cry.
But, the first thing I think of is IRS.
Jesus.
That's all public. I don't know exactly how that works, but they'll be just fine. You know, so what if the government takes 25%? They still have $30,000 that they didn't have. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope they don't take any, but I'm sure they do.
You guys have no idea what you're talking about, basically.
Yes, you're exactly right on that.
I'll tell you what.
I'm just guessing.
I don't know if you'll know now, but about a month or so back, I hit big.
Oh.
What'd you do?
One of those Buckeye bingo slips.
Yeah.
I hit about $2,500.
No, you didn't.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas to us. Merry Christmas to all of your friends at Fort Recovery Radio.
Don't sit here and tell me you won $2,500 and didn't bring pizza.
He did, but he ate it.
What was that?
I didn't bring pizza.
Forgot us. Oh, killer.
Didn't bring pizza. We're eating two-year-old beer nuts.
Hey, you know why he didn't bring pizza? We didn't do a show that night.
You spent it all? You got any extra? What's going on?
It's in the bank, the professor.
That is stupid.
You got to go blow that.
No, because come January.
Where are you going?
Coming out?
I'm going to have to write a good old fashioned $750 check to our friendly folks at the IRS.
Why?
Because they're going to want their.
Don't tell them. Keep her quiet.
Well, they already know.
No, they don't. I mean, they don't care about what Rocker does. Take your chances.
50-50. 50-50.
Well, since it's more than what, $700 or $800 or $900. Oh, yeah.
Jesus! It's over. We just about went sideways on that one.
Somebody leaned on the table.
I think I know who. The big boy.
Past about $700, $800, $900, you automatically get.
Hang on. You won $2,500 on a lottery.
Yes.
Exactly $2,500.
Exactly. Well,
minus the $20 it cost him to buy the ticket.
The $200 I probably, they can't. You go down there and.
Where'd you go? Dayton Casino?
Yeah. And you got.
Who took you?
Sissy Wilson.
She's pretty nice to you. She's nice. She's a very nice
person.
And of
course, you can't get your money unless you do the Players Club thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, they give you a $10, card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't tell me.
Combined between both of us, we made 70 cents.
What? Ooh. That?
Mm-mm. That's not very good odds.
Did they pay you cash or did they just send it to your bank account?
No, it was vouchers. We just put them in the breast cancer awareness thing.
No, that's nice.
No, I'm talking about the $2,500.
No, that's part of it. I mean, I brought home with me.
Cash?
Yeah. Which is, I thought that was kind
pennies.
Of odd.
Pennies.
I thought they would have given me a check,
Why?
If they gave you cash, you say, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Never did get that.
Yeah. Well, they don't know if they're
cash.
Listening.
I'm not. I didn't
so know. when you seen you won that, did you know right away you won $2,500? You had no idea.
Yes, it was like a coverall in bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you look down on the pay slip, it says $2,500. Well, crap.
So who was working when you, Sissy?
Amy Potcutter.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy everybody around then or not?
Oh, yeah.
But it was 5 till 10, and there was 3 people in there.
No, actually, it was a Buckeye game noon. I think.
Oh. Ooh.
Ooh. Goob up there?
Oh, yeah. Goob was watching me like a hawk.
Was it?
And Romer.
They're waiting for round 2.
I was the round 2.
And 3. And 4. $2,500. Give it up, bub.
Winner.
That's
winner.
Awesome.
That's great.
That'll come in for the next 2 years because I'll never hit another.
You don't know that.
I'll hit the little mini stuff.
Like you just keep balancing.
Hey, you're on a roll, man.
Don't I know. Hey, this stuff is big.
Don't let up till that $2,500 is gone.
That's right. Don't be scared.
That's already lock, stock, and barrel in the bank.
Yeah, but you can get that out if you feel like you're on a roll. Be a real gambling.
How about me
edit?
And you and Fee Header to the casino? You sponsor us.
Backer. We need a backer.
We need a backer. You in or out?
Me? I got a better idea.
Okay, bring it on.
Me and you.
Yep.
I'll Fee if you want to feel adventurous.
Adventurous?
We ain't going. Don't even say it. Showgirls?
No. Well, no. That would be a waste of money.
That'd be adventurous.
What?
But it'd be worth it.
Bow, chicky, bow, bow. Whoa.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's, okay. Neil, are we
on here yet?
We're still on.
Okay.
FCC hasn't taken us off yet.
Here's how that would work.
Yeah.
Have you ever been with me to a strip club?
I think I might have been for some reason. You're on pervert row the whole time.
Cliffy would attest that that's probably not a good idea.
Is that when you got all the couch dances, didn't have any money?
I
had no idea they were in.
I lost track of time.
The money was rough.
I did the three dances for a $35 deal. Yep,
not bad.
Unfortunately, about an hour later,
he had 42 dances.
I said, well, she said, do you want another dance? I said, well, how much do I owe you? That'd be about $105.
How much do you have on you?
$5.
Five? Hey, you had five of it.
I said, well, I got to go get you a Hondo. And
I'll be right back.
Apparently, I found out what then.
Yeah.
The strip club ATMs don't collect, don't take debit cards.
They don't.
They don't.
Apparently not.
Oh. Or maybe you didn't have $100 in there.
Got 25 of it before that, though.
So somebody bailed you out, didn't they?
My benefactor, mm-hmm, which that day happened to be Doc.
The doctor.
We won't mention any other name.
The doctor's Doc. What was the name of the girl who did the dances?
Don't remember.
Must not have been that good. Now.
Cinnamon.
And then...
Angel.
Nat Rat.
So they sent me they sent me back to the, you know, the challenge area. That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And out comes the cattlecade. They call it the cattle drive, which they sell out those, you know, 2 cent DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And then out comes the Russian. They bring out the Russian stripper.
What was his name?
Longest story ever.
And she says,
"We got sports talk people."
She says, "Do you want a DVD?" I say, "Yeah." Which is a question for no.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's in case you're playing at home, that's the Russian for no.
No, I do not.
Is this story about over?
That story's over.
No. He got her in.
Turn his mic off.
I'm turning yours off and just listening.
let's take a break. We'll come right back, Sports Talk.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Public Library would like to invite the public to view the 16th annual Fort Festival of Trees, December 7th through the 30th. Each year, businesses, organizations, and families decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees and wreaths, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see which tree will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes will win the title of People's Choice Award, and the name will be engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Following the governor's guidelines, you'll need to wear your mask and observe social distancing to keep our community safe. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 7th during regular library hours.
What was that commercial to?
Fort Festival of Trees.
The Festival of Trees.
Library.
Library. Yep. Starts next Monday.
No, the post office GM.
Rock is on a roll today.
I hate you.
Now it sounded like Breakfast with Bill.
It could have been all throughout town. Businesses.
Yeah, except this is the 16th year that it's been at the library.
Hmm. You know what I wanted to ask her? How many people have library cards?
Ooh. I got one.
I got one.
So, two.
I have one. That's four. Five. You have two?
I don't have any.
I thought you said two. Oh, you're counting those.
I haven't been to the library since 1984.
Oh, I was going to say Jimmy Carter, but okay.
I got a library card when they started having VCR tapes.
Really?
Oh, are they going to get movies? Watch movies wide open.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Loved it.
That was one of the things she talked about. That was really big for a while.
Oh, that was huge.
Getting VCR movies from the library.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Go in, get them. Get three or four of them. Give them to the kids. They'll sit in the room and watch videos, and you don't have to babysit them.
Is that what you did?
Nope. I got them for me.
Oh.
And I sat in the room. Nobody had to babysit me.
What in the hell are you doing?
Rocker, quit leaning on the table so
Rocker's
hard.
Going to take us over here.
How are you drunk?
On water?
Maybe. Water. Let's talk a little bit about Ohio State. So,
Buckeyes.
So the Buckeyes are 4-0, mm-hmm. right? Michigan State looks to be a go for this Saturday.
Yep.
Michigan canceled this Saturday.
Michigan already
They already canceled with Maryland. It looks like they're done playing.
Yep. Oh, boy.
So what happens now is the Buckeyes would, let's say they beat Michigan State and be 5-0.
And
to get to the Big Ten Championship, you have to have played six games.
Or something I heard. The average of all the schools. Is that what you... Heard?
Yeah, but they can't. That can't get them in.
That is still going to work.
Because
too many other schools have them all. Yeah.
So what they're saying is, Barry Alvarez today said that the Big Ten athletic directors are looking at maybe flexing Ohio State's schedule so they play next Saturday.
Ooh. Yep.
Look at what it is.
Yeah.
If somebody else cancels...
Yeah,
make it so because they want Ohio State. They're the money. They're the guy.
They're the ones that's going to get their money. Right.
So they want to. And Fox is now saying, we want Ohio State.
Right.
So they're saying, let's get this done. So Barry Alvarez said that, and finally we got somebody with common sense.
So we can play
spit all over
anybody that off.
They're going to try everything to get Ohio State eligible for that game because it's only right.
Now, would it have to be a Big Ten game?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
So they're looking at some different things, and then they can also vote to change the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's 14 athletic directors.
Yes, they all have especially to. Since it's such a screwed up year. Yeah. Everything is
so
flying
is,
by the seat of your pants.
So is Michigan just, they got some COVID, or they're just...
They got an outbreak right now.
They got an outbreak. Yeah. No, we're done then.
Herb Street comes out yesterday.
How's that ice?
How bad?
It's cold. A little cold.
Herb Street comes out yesterday and says, Michigan is tanking. We're shutting it down.
Yep.
An hour later, he must have got ripped.
Is that right?
And he came out and made a public apology saying, Herb Street, I had no business saying what I said.
Even though it's true.
Well, even if it is true, Michigan is not going to not play Ohio State.
I wouldn't think so.
If you're Harbaugh...
Yeah.
Or you're them kids, you are going to play Ohio State when we play.
Yeah.
Even
if it's February.
Yeah. That's right. They're going to play. They want to play Ohio State.
They'd play, yeah.
So Herb Street came out and said, I absolutely overstepped my boundaries saying that. And he made a big apology and said, I'm sure that his phone rang off hook when he said it.
Oh, I bet he got ripped.
Yeah. And I think he felt pretty terrible.
Harbaugh's probably one of them.
Oh, absolutely. And then to say that, you're basically calling them liars about the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really make jokes about the COVID.
No.
I will say one thing about the MAC. Okay, what do you got? The hottest COVID, since this all started, has about been Mercer County.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, months. Just recently, we've actually slipped back to like 34th.
Yeah.
How many games has been canceled in the MAC in football, volleyball, basketball? How many games?
None by the MAC teams.
Exactly.
Yep.
None.
None. Now, some of them missed some games, but it wasn't, they weren't.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. Yep. The county with the most...
Most
COVID.
COVID. Don't miss anything.
Don't cancel any games.
Yeah.
Tells me that somebody is saying, if you're sick, don't go to school. And we are not going to.
Yeah.
We're going to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Common sense.
Yeah.
That's why the men. Is it the Menchover? Jason Menchover and his staff.
Yep.
At.
Mercer County Health Commission, whatever.
Have been on this thing, I think, perfectly.
I think so, too.
I commend them for not shutting us down, for using common sense. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are PO'd about, you know, because, you know, what's going on.
But some of the people I see that complain the most about masks on social media are sitting in those gyms with a mask on. Because they know that's the only way it's going to work.
Yeah. I just think that I just commend the athletic directors, the health departments.
They're getting it done.
For getting us through that and just battling. That's all we just got to battle.
Yep. And as Brent
and
said.
And the kids.
Yeah. Brent said a couple of times, you know, normally we tell the kids, tough it out. Let's go. No. If you have any kind of symptoms, do not come anywhere near us.
Yeah.
And that, I would say, every coach, every athletic director, every principal superintendent has been telling people this, whether it's FFA or football, if you have symptoms, don't come to school, don't go near anybody.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think, you know, I don't know of any situations. I think St. Henry had 3 or 4 kids with COVID one time. KJ couldn't play and some of that, but you know, it didn't shut their team down.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting close.
I think so too.
I think we're getting close. I hope we're getting close. I pray we're getting close.
Yep. Especially with a vaccine coming. Or
get
vaccines. There's 3.
Yep. We're getting close. Rocker gets first shot.
No, actually, no, not even close.
Huh? They say the first million people that get shot have 3 nipples.
I will be.
So you're one of them.
His 3rd nipple is in a drawer at home. He stole it off of one of the strippers at the strip club.
Well, let's not get back on that again.
Okay. We're through at the strip clubs.
So the Buckeyes have a legitimate shot at getting in this thing yet.
Still got a chance.
And even if, let's say they beat Michigan State and they don't play in a big, will the college football playoff take them?
Somebody's got to take them.
There's only 4 of them.
Yeah, in normal years, if you can't win your conference championship tournament, whatever they call it, you're not in.
Unless it's SEC. Basically.
Yeah, unless it's SEC.
SEC, they'll let in.
Then they'll let 2 or 3 of them in. But,
yeah.
But this is not that kind of year, so in my head, you know, the display that they've been putting on is impressive.
So, so next week, somebody backs out, and then there's a Big Ten school that's open, we can get them.
That's what they're saying. They're saying
what
that there's
somebody we already played.
I don't know. It's got to be somebody.
Yeah, what I was thinking, too. But I hope that wouldn't matter.
We've only played 6 games, so there's a lot of teams.
There's some teams in there,
the whole other
division.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, touch any of them.
Yeah. So you would think that they could work some stuff, your magic, make it. I don't know. Interesting.
And since fans can't go to the games, you can't say, well, we got all these fans with the rooms booked in Nebraska. Yeah. We can't, you know, we can't change that. There's nothing. And the hotels are empty.
So I guarantee Ohio State will load up and go wherever they have to.
Yeah, yeah, if you have rooms booked in Michigan and then all of a sudden we're playing Iowa, then there's going to be 1,000 rooms open in Iowa, and they're going to be damn happy to have you. So, you know, everybody's in trouble.
I can't imagine them not letting them in.
I agree, but
yep.
Never know.
Here's an odd question.
Oh God!
What do you got?
Yeah,
but an actual legit question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're Jim Harbaugh, do you really want to play? Because you know, this is the only way he keeps his job for another year, by not playing Ohio State.
Why would he want to keep that job when nobody likes him? He's making a bunch of money. He can go somewhere else and make a bunch.
That's exactly. He's making a lot of money. But
he can make a little bit more than Fee and Harold if he just goes to some
he's doing that now.
Random college. He can go
you
to
morons.
Some, he can go to some random college.
Football coaches they're wound different.
Yep, they are.
Especially Hardballs, apparently. Mm-hmm.
No.
He's wound a little tight.
These guys have a pride. They have a confidence and arrogance. They don't worry about that kind of stuff. Jim Harbaugh wants to do nothing but play.
Oh, I guarantee you that.
If they play Ohio State,
don't matter.
And they get their butts handed to him. He's a public gas and Swifty.
Yep. What if he wins?
But if he wins, he is God.
Not, they are not firing Jim Harbaugh.
Mm.
They ain't going to fire him.
If they haven't yet, I don't think they are.
They are not going to fire Jim Harbaugh. They'll give him another year.
He's going to resign.
He ain't going to resign.
Yep, going to NFL. Just got a job.
No. Oh,
well, that might happen.
Working for his brother.
No. Jim Harbaugh will be coach of Michigan next year, covering all bets.
Ooh.
Text me, 419-852-9201. I'm going to piece that action.
I didn't get to see it, but somebody said they saw this on when somebody was talking about Ohio State and Michigan and that kind of thing. And Mary Rhodes posted or replied, what is Michigan thinking? Why do they still have Harbaugh there? They can't keep him there, but I sure do hope they do.
Yeah, Mary Rhodes. Yeah.
Hope he stays there forever.
Hope he stays forever.
Yeah, I know, but we need Michigan to be good. We need Penn State to be good.
Yes.
This sucks.
I agree.
Yes, it really does.
I mean, Indiana, they're improved, but they...
Yeah.
No. Them
teams they're really good, but they don't have that mojo that everybody else, is, you know, yeah. Michigan and Penn
Plus
State.
All, you know, you get those sports writers and that, they all talk about, you know, on Sunday, well, Ohio State's playing nobody. You know?
Yeah.
Well, Big Ten's so bad. You know, are we going to take 3 SEC teams this year or not? You know, it's like, come on.
Yeah. 3 or 4.
Yeah, maybe we should just have the whole league in there.
What would happen if Indiana would have beat Ohio State, though?
Ooh.
Well, it could have happened.
Could have got them.
There was a possibility.
What do you mean if they had beat them? They weren't going to beat Ohio State.
Well, they came pretty close.
Huh?
Came pretty close.
Yeah, great.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Never.
They ain't beating Ohio State. Wasn't never going to happen.
Ain't happening.
They almost did.
27 years?
Yeah, almost did, though.
Buckeyes were up plenty and let it kind of sneak up on them.
Just kept staying there.
Bubba.
They have not announced yet who's got COVID at Ohio State. We have no idea who the players are that ain't playing, sir.
Yeah, except
Brian Day.
Yep.
Except the coach.
But they had an outbreak because they couldn't play last week. So some guys ain't playing.
Somebody ain't playing.
Yep.
Now, I know that the CDC come out and said the quarantine is now going from 14 to 7 days.
Okay. Did they finally do that?
Yeah, today they did.
They were talking about
but the Big Ten has not changed their philosophy. Yep. So who the hell knows what's going on?
Interesting.
Yep. And if they do actually have it, then that's a whole different deal.
Our quarterback ain't there. That hurt a little bit.
And we don't know.
We ain't sure.
Have no clue who it is. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party.
And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch, 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
Forrest Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forrest, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forrest Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forrest Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hey, boys and girls. Santa will be in his house in Fort Recovery every Saturday from 11 to 1 until Christmas. And he'll also be there every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 through December 17th. Be sure to ask Mom and Dad to take you to see Santa before Christmas. The Girl Scouts have done a great job of decorating his house in Van Trees Park, and Santa will be there to visit with all the girls and boys in the Fort Recovery area. Evening hours are 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursdays through December 17th, and he'll be there every Saturday from 11 to 1 through December 19th. Stop by to see Santa in Van Trees Park this year. He'd love to see you there.
Bubba asked the question, where's Chuck tonight? What was your answer, Rocker?
Guam.
Guam. I don't care.
I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
But it got this reaction.
So yeah.
I mean, your stupidity just never ceases.
I don't think
you won $2,500.
That was awesome.
It was a big winner.
You know, just for that. Hello, Jody. How you doing?
She'll be fired up when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Get the old Barry White out for you. Turn up the candles.
She goes into work at 4:30, so.
Ooh.
No dice.
Sleepy town.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Ooh.
Randy.
Oh, sorry. Got a little carried away.
Well, there we go. We're done.
Yeah, man.
Off the air.
Off the air.
It's sports talk after hours.
Dude's an idiot. I texted Digger. I said, Digger, come on tonight. Nope, can't.
COVID.
He and Chuck are both in Guam.
He's boycotting us. Digger hates Fort Recovery Radio.
He does. Hates us.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to break that.
Come over.
Trying hard to break that Brett Niekamp attendance record.
What?
Well, him and Brent got to like the neck and neck, and how many most visits?
You are number one.
Well, I don't count because I'm here.
He's staff.
Kind
of. He's a staff.
He is kind of staff, ain't he?
Yes.
Security.
We need Fort Cover Radio shirts like,
yeah, staff.
Yep. Except for that last comment, of course.
I used to buy them.
I got one.
I gave you guys one years ago.
I wear it.
I'm going to start wearing it.
I made my own.
I don't think anybody's shirt. Worn one for 5 years.
Huh?
I made my own shirt.
You did?
Back when I had a show.
Bill screwed up.
Rocker.
Well, it is right. You had Rocker the Rocker.
Yeah.
What happened to that thing? Went to pieces.
Budget calls.
Budget. That show sucked.
Now, the problem was we have sports every night, so there's nothing we can do. We have to do it after sports. But if I'm in an away game, I can't get back to run the thing.
Show sucked.
How do you know? You never listened. Ask Ivan. He knows.
Yeah, I did.
Ivan Kaufberger loved it.
Ivan loved it.
Ivan, you think Ivan's listening tonight or not?
And a couple people in Poughkeepsie liked it.
Light him up, Ivan.
Ivan, if you're listening, you win $1,000 from Rocker's checking account.
Yep.
Yes.
No, it's savings account.
You got a checkbook?
Yes.
My cable bill is $181 this month. Anybody go up?
Ooh. I don't know.
You got the, what kind of package do you have?
The big one.
Full package, I'd say.
I mean, it's long.
It's big. I mean, it's... It's it better be
full of stations.
Yeah.
The list is long. Full of stations.
$181.
Did you get your bill today? I haven't been to the post office today.
Yeah, I got
today.
Today. It's open. I was taking a crapper before I come up here.
Just a bit outside.
We had HBO. That's probably why. They gave us free HBO.
When?
It's been on since Thursday, last week.
Is it still on?
It was today, this afternoon.
Really?
Yep.
They got porn on there?
Nope. Not too much.
No?
Nothing.
No, no.
You would know. You got Wabash or who you got?
I got Wabash.
Wabash.
I love Wabash. I just it's got just the salty. God dang it.
I got the middle package.
I should give us a break. I wish you could just pick which stations you want.
Yep.
And I don't want the rest of them.
Yep. I think I was one of the very first people in town to get Wabash. And I think I still have the same package I had. It was around $50. And now it's around $175.
It's nuts. It's incredible. Yep. They got us. We got to have it.
But, well, what really happened was the cost of them buying those stations that they're putting on, just once everybody got
Merry Christmas to me, Ivan said.
Once everybody got hooked on the stations, they just the companies just started charging the cable companies just outrageous amounts of money for their stations.
It's crazy.
Okay, so my bill's like $175. And that's with the internet, right? So I don't get any TV, and I just get the internet. What's the internet cost?
It's a package, so
you can't just get.
You can, but you pay $20 or $30 more.
Is it like $60 maybe or something?
It's
crazy.
If you just get it by itself, if you get it in a package, you get a $20-$30 discount.
But like Cody and them, they all do that. So Hulu and that, it costs them like $60.
Yep.
For TV. But,
so phone. I still have a landline for some stupid reason. Phone.
What's your number?
375-2881, but I never check my messages. So
they don't charge you for a landline.
Isn't it part of the...
It's part of the bundle.
It's part of the bundle.
But you get charged some, but it's not... If you just got a landline, it's like...
It's dumb, because 30, if you bucks. Don't have it, your bill's higher.
Yeah.
But if you have it, your bill's lower. It's yes. the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Or it's either lower... Or exactly the same, or very, very slightly right. higher.
You want to get somebody that. Good on here? Get somebody from Wabash come up.
Okay.
That'd be a great gift. Guest.
Yep. Yep. They deserve that. They're out.
Yeah, we're grossing them out about their prices.
Well, you want me to come up?
Well, they can you come nuts. Tell us the truth. What, how it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're all over now.
Yeah.
I think they're in St. Henry.
I love the local stuff. That is one thing I can't believe how much I watch that.
I know. I agree.
I mean, like at midnight, you'll be rolling through stations, can't find nothing, right to a baseball game or a basketball. I love it.
Channel 44?
44.
The problem is this. I texted you yesterday at 6:30, you're sound asleep.
Yeah, I had the greatest sleep ever. 6 o'clock. 6 to 10. That was my nap. Then I went to
in
bed.
In the evening. Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty good.
I would give my right nut to be able to sleep.
I was a 4-hour nap. Yeah.
I cannot take naps.
I seen. I woke up and there's 47 messages.
You guys, oh yeah, we were wide.
You guys
open.
Are texting wide open.
We're getting ready for the Christmas show.
Yep.
I gotta get in.
What's the update on that? By the way,
all systems are go.
I like it.
The Cooper Pavilion.
Nope.
Where are we going?
Ambassador Park.
Ambassador Park.
Okay.
Cooper Pavilion has a Christmas party.
Are we community club? Yeah.
Community club.
Are we really doing it at the park?
Yeah.
Want to be a little nippy down there?
Well, bundle up, Hoss. Get warm. COVID free.
I got your bundle around.
It's going to be great. Bill's got good ideas. Jack, we got entertainment out the wall.
Hold up with that car wash. Just think what you just said. Bill has good ideas.
Yeah.
So who's Steve Baker?
The guy from Channel 7?
Yeah.
We're fired up.
He's coming.
Where did that comment come from? Steve Baker's coming? Really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Unbelievable.
Did you know that...
Is that good or bad?
Steve Baker's family...
Can we still be stupid?
...started the radio station WCSM in Salina.
Really?
Yep. And supposedly, according to Chuck, who knows that kind of stuff, his father's... One of his father's promos is still played.
Dusty Baker.
No, Dusty. I don't know his dad's name, and I'm pretty sure it's not Dusty.
Might be Dusty.
It could be.
Absolutely.
Could be Larry.
He took a little dip in the jungle.
Could be Bubba.
Could be Bubba.
Could be, who's a big football player? Remember?
Baker?
Donnie Baker?
Yeah, that's it.
Donnie Baker. Comedian.
I can't remember. Bubba Baker. Wasn't there a Bubba Baker?
There's a Bubba Smith.
Man, also Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
Well, that's the same thing. Aren't they the same
people? Pastor Smith.
I've never seen them in the same room together, so I think they're the same
person. Could be the same people.
Could be the same
person. What was we talking about?
We lost
Steve Baker.
We were talking about
now, the Steve Christmas Baker show. Might be at our Christmas show.
That'd be good. He's sort of retired. I haven't seen much from him for a long time.
WHIO.
Yeah, but he's a good friend of Mr. Overla.
WHIO wants to do stories about giving it at Christmas, and they were looking for something, and somehow he found out about this thing.
Really?
Yeah, and Bill is he talked to Bill.
Oh, God. Perfect.
So either he'll be here 2 days later than what the thing is, or it's a plus and minus, because if we're going to be on TV, we're going to mask up probably, right?
Not if you're talking, no.
We don't.
No. Their anchor persons are not masked. They're out in the field people generally are masked.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. But they might not love showing us with
beer.
With a whole bunch of beer and a table full of whiskey bottles.
And
gotta go.
You have to show us from our heads up, which ain't all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the heads of these guys. Don't look down.
Them 42 bottles get under the table.
Not this year. We're doing an alcohol free party.
Yeah. You know? Damage free, alcohol free.
That's a great idea.
And Bill gone.
We're going to have Santa Claus is already committed.
Santa.
Yep, we're going to have a drive-thru. It's going to be a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Who's taking care of that?
No, just maintain.
Horns?
Okay.
We're going to have it decorated. Here. You're going to have it decorated where it's going to be awesome.
Is Bill decorating or is
Bert Don't worry, decorating? We got a committee.
Committee?
Yep.
No, Bill's not on it.
No, but this guy to my left is on it.
You're on, big boy.
That's not that much better.
You know how to decorate?
I agree with you.
You know how to decorate. Put Christmas lights up.
No, I don't even put on my own, so why would
you got a Christmas tree up?
No.
Whoa.
Why not?
You gotta have a Christmas tree.
You gotta have talent, and I don't have any of it.
Oh, you got talent.
You got a Christmas tree.
We'll put one up.
You gonna put it up?
No.
Oh, can I put one up for you?
Sure.
Are you also gonna take it down for him?
We're gonna get you a tree.
We
got a tree.
I got a tree, genius.
Look, what are you doing? It's this is the greatest. This Christmas, we have more to be thankful for than ever.
This used to be a sports talk show.
Can't argue with it.
Yeah.
Can't
okay, argue. I got a booking idea.
Oh, God.
All right. Booking?
This one you'll love.
They're fully booked, though.
Who are you booking?
Come January 21st.
Oh,
I say we book Melania Trump.
We book her.
To be on the inside.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I wouldn't be able to make it because there'd be that restraining order situation.
Well, that would be a Thursday night.
Melania
I think
Trump.
We have a basketball game that night.
She might come on.
On a Wednesday night?
The 21st is a Thursday.
Okay, well, I meant the next.
What if Trump wins?
No, that ain't looking birdie.
It ain't.
Depends and we have a home basketball with St. Henry that night, too, so
he can't even get a case to the Supreme Court, the way it sounds.
Well, no, not even close.
Mm-mm. So I don't know what he's going for. And he's already said, well, I'm going to go run in 2024. So why is he fighting it? If he knows he's going to, you know, try again.
He knows he'll be dead by then.
Well, then we get Ivanka. Oh, ow, ow.
What is your problem tonight?
It's not really a problem. Huh?
Guy's nuts.
That's his problem.
Like I said, trying to liven the place up a little bit. A little dead.
Going to girls' game tomorrow night?
I don't know.
At
New Bremen.
Can I get in?
Yeah, they didn't even sell their tickets. I seen on Facebook.
They didn't?
No. They got season tickets left.
New Bremen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seen on Facebook.
Really?
That's what I seen.
How much does it go for?
Well, probably $60 or something.
They're a little slow getting to them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
course, we didn't sell our girls out of that either, did we?
No. No, but they haven't sold their boys out.
Really?
It's all the same package. You got to buy
something
like that. Hell, I don't know. I just read it.
I'd buy one if I had to, if it was me. But
Are we on the radio tomorrow night?
Yes. We'll be simulcast.
Simulcast.
Rock and Rob?
Robbie.
Yep.
Big game for the girls.
Yeah, it'd be huge. Come 2-0 out of the game.
I
agree.
Actually, we're supposed to be. I haven't gotten my, after three emails, I have not gotten a reply from their AD.
Ooh. From New Bremen?
Yeah. But I'm sure it's just because he's so crazy busy trying to get basketball season started after a great run in volleyball and a great run in football.
Yep.
So,
yeah, he's probably been a little busy.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm going to assume it's okay for us and we're going to show up. And
I think their athletic director is Spencer Wells, maybe?
Oh, Chad Wells.
Chad Wells.
Yep. Yeah. Baseball coach, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really good guy.
That's
all I got, brother.
I'm with you, bud.
Oh, were you going to say anything about the Browns?
Browns. Yeah. Hey, Tennessee this week.
You're going to be in Tennessee.
I'm going to be down there rooting them on, bringing back a victory.
We win this one.
This is big.
This is huge.
This one's big.
Yeah, they're actually having a real season. And
I know they are.
I see we closed her down again. We got any COVID going through?
Coach.
We got a coach. We don't care about them.
Yeah.
We're all right.
Yeah.
I see we got Garrett back.
Yep.
That's big.
Denzel's out, probably.
How about Denzel?
Denzel Washington?
Ward. He's got a ham or a calf muscle.
Calf muscle.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep him out one more week. Need him.
We need him.
Need him bad.
That'd be big.
Would be big, but.
Because our other guy from Miami, he going too, right?
Yeah.
I seen they put him on the IR or something. Yep.
Already the best season in decades, so.
I know.
It's good.
This is big. 94. It is.
Yeah, but he may be back for playoffs.
That'd be big.
Yeah, that's right. All right, for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Rocker, who's weird as crap tonight, and the man manning the board.
Yep.
Manning the board tonight.
The owner.
Yeah, it's just me instead of Chuck.
The owner and operator.
Owner-operator.
Every radio.
Well, I'm operator when I have to. It's better when Chuck's doing it.
You handled it well tonight.
It wasn't as cool as when Chuck does it because he comes in with great songs and I can't do that.
Jamming.
If you'd focus.
I could come in with songs, but not great songs. I might think they're great and it wouldn't go over like it was supposed to.
There's a new song out right now that I'm into.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
AJR.
Is that the name of the
group?
Okay.
Type it in. Take us out to this one. Fee, I like it.
You like it?
AJR Brothers. And there's a Bummerland.
What other song is there?
Bang.
Bang. Try that one. No, that don't sound right. Yeah, let's try Bang.
How about Burn the House Down?
Nope.
Okay.
Burning down
the house. If I hear a little bit of it, I'll know.
Talking Heads, I believe.
Talking Heads?
Yeah, this is it. Fort Recovery Radio.
I've heard this one.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and rock is a comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So
bang,
I got
bang, bang.
An apartment across from the
park.
Breaking
so
lock
not
in
bad.
The fridge, still I'm not feeling grown. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
That's how I
want to
go out.
This is our new theme song.
Sports Talk Club and Bang.
See you next week.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Let's go out with the bang. And let's go.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.